We present Mr. Midshipman Easy by Frederick Marriott. Performed by Graham Scott. Chapter 1, which the reader will find very easy to read. Mr. Nicodemus Easy was a gentleman who lived down in Hampshire. He was a married man, and in very easy circumstances. Most couples find it very easy to have a family, but not always quite so easy to maintain them. Mr. Easy was not at all uneasy on the latter score, as he had no children, but he was anxious to have them, as most people covet what they cannot obtain. After 10 years, Mr. Easy gave it up as a bad job. Philosophy is said to console a man under disappointment, although Shakespeare asserts that it is no remedy for toothache. So Mr. Easy turned philosopher, the very best profession a man can take up when he is fit for nothing else. He must be a very incapable person indeed who cannot talk nonsense. For some time Mr. Easy could not decide upon what description his nonsense should consist of. At last he fixed upon the rights of man, equality and all that, how every person was born to inherit his share of the earth, a right at present only admitted to a certain length, that is, about 6 feet, for we all inherit our graves and are allowed to take possession without dispute. But no one would listen to Mr. Easy's philosophy. The women would not acknowledge the rights of men, whom they declared always to be in the wrong, and as the gentlemen who visited Mr. Easy were all men of property, they could not perceive the advantages of sharing with those who had none. However, they allowed him to discuss the question while they discussed his port wine. The wine was good if the arguments were not, and we must take things as we find them in this world. While Mr. Easy talked philosophy, Mrs. Easy played Patience, and they were a very happy couple, riding side by side on their hobbies and never interfering with each other. Mr. Easy knew his wife could not understand him, and therefore did not expect her to listen very attentively, and Mrs. Easy did not care how much her husband talked, provided she was not put out in her game. Mutual forbearance will always ensure domestic felicity. There was another cause for their agreeing so well. Upon any disputed question, Mr. Easy invariably gave it up to Mrs. Easy, telling her that she should have her own way, and this pleased his wife. But as Mr. Easy always took care when it came to the point to have his way, he was pleased as well. It is true that Mrs. Easy had long found out that she did not have her own way long, but she was of an easy disposition, and as in 9 cases out of 10 it was of very little consequence how things were done, she was quite satisfied with his submission during the heat of the argument. Mr. Easy had admitted that she was right, and if, like all men, he would do wrong, why, what could a poor woman do? With a lady of such a quiet disposition, it is easy to imagine that the domestic felicity of Mr. Easy was not easily disturbed. But, as people have observed before, there is a mutability in human affairs. It was at the finale of the 11th year of their marriage that Mrs. Easy at first complained that she could not enjoy her breakfast. Mrs. Easy had her own suspicions. Everybody else considered it past doubt, all except Mr. Easy. He little thought, good Easy man, that his greatness was ripening. He had decided that to have an heir was no easy task, and it never came into his calculations that there could be a change in his wife's figure. You might have added to it, subtracted from it, divided it, or multiplied it, but as it was a zero, the result would be always the same. Mrs. Easy also was not quite sure. She believed it might be the case. There was no saying.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?